Cum ar putea Rusia și România să aibă relații economice mai strânse, ținând cont de domeniile sensibile unde cele două țări au viziuni diferite?
I have already spoken on this issue and I can repeat that political turbulences, political problems and tensions that unfortunately accompany our country's relations these days, I can say that they shouldn't be considered as an obstacle that can't be overcome, that should be an excuse not to promote our cultural and our economic relations. We believe that mutually beneficial commercial relations, they have perspectives in our case, though of course they need certain extra work on this subject because of those decisions with which Romania has announced its solidarity as a member of European Union. I can tell you that today in our forum it was stated not by me but by local businessmen and politicians that many thousands of European companies continue to work in Russia, continue to maintain their mutually beneficial relations with the Russian businesses all this time, in spite of those sanctions, about those misunderstandings, and so on and so forth. We believe that this is a good, solid basis to overcome political differences as well. When countries and nations and business communities see that business is going on well, and it is going on well for those thousands of smaller, medium, and largest by volume and turnover European companies, they understand that maybe some fears have been slightly exaggerated.
Ce așteptări are Rusia de la România în privința îmbunătățirii relațiilor dintre cele două țări în primul rând?
We expect, first of all, that Romania be ready for it. We are ready. But any cooperation, it is a bilateral process based on mutual interest. If there is such interest, I see such interest in some after my conversations with the management of different commercial structures here, some companies in such forums, it is not the first one, we as well see that interest is there. The problem is that maybe to a certain extent Romanian businessmen are not well informed about the true situation, the real situation and opportunities that are available. These meetings, these sessions are exactly aiming the better information, better explanation, if you like, of all the nuances and maybe some eventual difficulties or specificities in building such relations in our time.
Din punctul dumneavoastră de vedere, ce tipuri de produse s-ar putea impune pe piața românească și viceversa?
I am not a great expert in the field of economy. I know that we, our countries, elaborated a draft of very interesting, very instructive document. It was called a declaration, if I'm not mistaken, on the cooperation to modernize, to update on the innovative basis of the economies of the both countries. There were mentioned a good number of fields, starting from improvement in the energy production technologies, moving through the field of hydrocarbon production, that means fuel production in the country, I know that there are opportunities to continue that cooperation. But for some time, those chances found themselves to be suspended, not because of the lack of will of the Russian Federation, but because of certain positions taken by Romanian government. We believe that this period of time is roughly over. If we need to go ahead, we are ready to go ahead. We understand, we respect the situation in Romania where the country is at the threshold of the general elections. It is not the time when we should precipitate, when we should insist on immediate response, immediate reaction. We need to see the elections, their results, and later, I believe, with certain preparation like this regional business forum, we'll move ahead. But fields are different. For example, you know that there were sanctions announced by European Union against Russia, and Russia had undertaken certain countermeasures which deal only with the agricultural produce, but with certain exceptions. Even, for example, wines and spirits and alcoholic production is not included. So we know that Romania is a major producer. We know, we have discussed it in the early October when there was a special session, a special meeting of deputy chairman, co-chair. The proper formulation is deputy co-chairman of joint Romanian-Russian, Russian-Romanian intergovernmental committee or commission on the commercial and economic, cultural and scientific scientific and technical cooperation. So, куда мы опоздали?
Cum ar putea Rusia și România să lucreze mai bine pe anumite aspecte în care este implicată și Republica Moldova?
I don't believe that there is any ground for any concern about our relationship towards Republic of Moldova. We respect this country. We have signed a basic treaty with it about a decade ago, more than a decade ago. We are open for cooperation with this country. The only, if you like, a new dimension, a new aspect that appeared recently in our relations with the Republic of Moldova was its signing an association agreement with the European Union, which provides for creation of a free trade zone between Moldova and the European Union. Russian Federation as well, within the Commonwealth of Independent States, has free trade zone with Moldova, but we have no free trade zone with the European Union. That is why we suggested and we are open for negotiating the nuances so that it wouldn't happen in the same way like it happened with Ukraine when we suggested such negotiations. They started, but in the final run brought very modest results because, unfortunately, our partners were not eager to discuss real problems. They were insisting that Russian Federation should go the way of unilateral concessions, which is not the case. We have negotiated, for example, for the 18 years, the terms of our entry to the World Trade Organization. And these terms provide certain guarantees for the Russian industry that it be defended from the foreign competition for some time so that to adjust to the terms of the global trade. And when we now have a situation that such a big country like Ukraine, some time ago, having dozens of billions of dollars of commercial turnover with Russia, is open to any European produce to come and to transfer it into Russian market without any taxation, it is not acceptable for us. It is unfair competition. That is why. Otherwise, I don't see any problems about Republic of Moldova. If you elaborate what aspects are interesting to you, I'll try to tell you. Generally, we have rather good relationship with Moldova as a whole, but those recent developments, they brought new dimensions, new aspects to those relations, and we should be attentive to them. And Russian Federation is open for reciprocally beneficial relations with any country, in particular with the neighbors like Moldova, like Romania.